Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas refers to again Ubnei Korach lo mesu, that the sons of Korach, they survived the whole Magefa. Umoschus, this is a medrash. It said Umoschus hoya biyodnu shal Bnei Korach sheinotzlu. What schus did they have that they should be saved? They were sitting by their father Korach. Royenes Moshe, the Choyvshin Pneim Bakarka. They saw Moshe, and they sort of, I guess, buried their faces in the ground. Omru, Im Namoid Mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu Noyagin Bizoyin Beavinu. If we're going to stand up in front of Moshe as he comes, they're going to be it's a Bizoyin to their father. Ukvar Nitztavinu Al Kibur Aveim. The Torah commanded us Al Kibur Aveim. Remember, they're involved in the Machlokes together with their father against Moshe Rabbeinu, but they say if they don't stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to be a bizoyin to their father, who's the Baal Machlokes, who's disputing everything, fighting in a big Machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu, and it'll be a bizoyin to the father. If we don't get up, the Torah says you have to stand up for an elderly person, the posuk. Mutav shenamoid mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu. Better that we should stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol pisha onu noyagim bizoyin bo'avinu. It's better that we should stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it means we're going to be insulting and being mevaze our father. Be'isa shor hirchishu bilibom b'tshuva. At that moment, they had these hirhurim of tshuva in their hearts about the whole machlekes. Aleim omar David, rochash libi dover toiv. My heart was he says, bikesh, was searching, was finding some dover toiv because of the fact that they were inspired to do tshuva. Omar Rav Yochanan, mi dugmo she'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos tzadikim la'osid lovoy. Then he continues what happened to Bnei Korach, she'osid lechus mekanfei so'oretz. Whatever that means, he's going to hold the corners of the earth. That tzaddikim tluyim berume shaloylam, tzaddikim will be held on top. Kachosolem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bnei Korach meyoyso dugma ba'olam hazeh. They were held, and the reshoim, I guess, fell, and they were nisharu tluyim ba'avir, and they were saved. And other medrashim say that there was a special place. Even they had something gehenim, but they were saved from the fires. Whatever it is, their tshuva was effective to save them from this whole thing. So it's very strange what's going on here. If you look at the Rashi, there's a famous Shmuz, the Rosh Hashira used to say that on the Pasuk, Rav Lochem B'nei Levi. So Rashi goes in the whole thing, he says, Korach was a pikeach, was a smart man. He says, how did he get involved in a machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu? He knew, he stood by Har Sinai, he knew Moshe, he knew everything. But he saw that there was Gedula that was osit to come out of him. So, and therefore, nishtatef lo v'lo isa chazoka sheshoma pi Moshe shekulam oivdim ve'echot nimlat oma asher yivcha Hashem hu HaKodesh. He says, tov v'tola ba'atzmai. He knew that one person would be saved from this machlekes. He assumed that must be him because he saw Shmuel Anovi and he saw great doiris coming out from him. V'lo yiro yofe, Rashi says. He didn't see clearly. L'fi shebonov osu tshuva. His children did tshuva, but Moshe realized. Fine. So the Roshiva pointed out, he says, Korach was a pikeach. How could he not think of such a possibility? He's entering into machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. He knows he stood at Har Sinai, he heard Moshe Rabbeinu being appointed as the leader, as the Novi, as the Manik. And he's starting up with such an absurd machlekes. And what is he basing it on? He's basing it on a nevuah that he saw that Gedula is going to come out from his descendants. Therefore, it must be he's going to be the one that's going to be saved. He says, couldn't he think of the possibility that his children would do tshuva? And therefore, it's not coming as a schus of his, but rather his children did tshuva, and because they did tshuva, then they will be zeicha. And so he says, that's the pshat. In other words, they were so deeply ingrained in the machlekes that Korach couldn't imagine. That's the pshat. The Rashiva said it was so deeply ingrained in the machlekes that they're going to do tshuva? Impossible. And his fatal mistake was that he underestimated the power of hirhurei tshuva that these these children could have had. And in the last minute, they were Mahara B'tshuva, and he underestimated what was the potential. But it was because they were so deeply involved in the Machlekes that he couldn't imagine anything happening. So here you have, they're deeply involved in the Machlekes together with their father against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes by. At first, they're hiding their heads. I guess they didn't know what to do. They were in a quandary. So then, so they decide, it's a bizoyan to our father if we stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah says, Mipnei Seva Tokum. Okay? And Mutav Shirama, they say, Mipnei Seva Tokum. What was Mipnei Seva Tokum? Stand up for an old man. It doesn't even seem that they stood up for Moshe because he was the Manig Yisrael. He was Mipnei Seva Tokum. Vadartu Mnei Zokhe in Ezesha Kona Chochma. Seva Tokum is a person has old, an old person, he has a Sheikhus, he has life, he has experiences. Moshe Rabbeinu. So they're going to stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then they decided to do it. Be'oiso Shor, at that moment they had a Hurei Tshuva. What's going on over here? What did they do? They made a decision that Moshe, the old man, that we have to do. Really, it's a bizoyan to our father, but we're going to stand up for Moshe anyway because he's an old man. The Torah says, I guess these people were frum, you know, you could be frum and still involved in such a treacherous machlekes. And the Torah says, Mnei Seva Tokum, so they want to stand up. And that, it seems, that Mipnei Seva Tokum, they favored Moshe Rabbeinu with the respect of an old man. Not the respect of the manik, not the respect of the one who's right in the machlekes with their father, but just an old man, an elderly person, Mipnei Seva Tokum. That seems to be the connection. But Oiso Shor, Hirchishu Bikshu Belibom B'tshuva. They thought here Hurei Tshuva. So it's very interesting. They're so fatifed in the machlekes. There's so much so that Kerech the Pikeach couldn't imagine that they could ever do tshuva. That's how deeply ingrained in the machlokes they were. And here, they see an opportunity. There's an old man, Moshe Rabbeinu, not to respect him as the manig, that should be like they're admitting that Moshe was right and their father was wrong. But the Torah said you stand up for an elderly person. Okay, they decided to stand up. And that little bit of respect to Moshe, the old man, not Moshe, the manik, not Moshe, the bar plukta with their father, but that little bit of respect, it seems, was able to generate this sense of like, oh, now Moshe, something positive, something small, something positive happened. We stood up for this old man. His name is Moshe Rabbeinu. He happens to be the one who's the manik. He happens to be the one who our father, and we are contesting his hanhoga. Some act of positivity to that human being, not to that position, not to his authority, but just that, and that could make the difference. That all of a sudden, they start to look at things differently, and they say, "We made a mistake. How can we argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? How can we join with this machlekes? Look what happened over here." And they were mahara b'tshuva. It seems from the medrash. With the connection that they made with just being showing respect for Moshe Rabbeinu, the elderly person. Now it's very, very strange if they were so deeply involved, Korach couldn't imagine that they could ever do tshuva, but yet a simple stimulus like this, just a decision that they made. That they're going to listen to the Torah when it says Mipnei Seva Tokum, that's going to make all the difference. And from that, it seems that they were able to recognize their mistake and to be able to do tshuva. I think that what it really means is that even when a person seems to be so far gone, that you can't even talk to them. It's like you can't even, the Pikeach Korach couldn't imagine that these people could ever recognize the mistake of their position. And oftentimes we back off and we give up. We say, this nishtom mitvei mitzareiten. There's nobody in California. We used to say, no an casa. There's nobody home. There's no one to talk to, you know. But no, not necessarily so. Sometimes the slightest thing, just some positive connection to that person, even though it wasn't directly related to the fact, to the argument that we're fighting about, That positive connection can make all the difference. And these people who were so deeply entrenched in the machlekes can be turned around, or can turn themselves around and do tshuva and disassociate completely from that position. And they, because of that, they were zeicha to have all this gedula coming out of them. So I think it, I guess what it means is that we can't give up on anyone who is so adamantly ingrained in a position that is maybe wrong and inappropriate. And sometimes, we never know, sometimes the slightest positivity, the slightest connection with something positive in his whole worldview can make all the difference and literally turn his mind around and bring him to change his position and to do tshuva.